We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Truth Book. In fact, I have a verse that I believe is applicable to what we're going to say today. Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 16th verse says, "Behold," by the way, I like that term in the Greek text, it means look intently and see. "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." So the question is, how wise are the serpents? How harmless are the doves? What is it talking about? What's God saying? Send you in the midst of wolves. Talking about ferocious, deadly, wild beast. And that's what we're faced with in society today. And God calls on us as Christians. We need to be as sheep going into the midst of wolves, but being wise as serpents. Many times today, may I say to you, I believe that the grave problem in America is the lack of understanding, the lack of knowledge, the lack of wisdom as to what's taking place in our society. And I think it all comes about as a result of the mindset, the philosophy that by the loose, lax, lost liberals on the left for the past 50 to 60 years or longer that said that as Christians, we need to shut up, sit down, be silent, stay in the closet, say nothing, do nothing, not be involved in the political process at all. This is the reason we find coming forth today, just as is prophesied in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. "Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." And it goes on to talk about "woe to them that are wise in their own eyes." Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are in America today. And as we enter into this brand new year, I want to talk about some things today, and we'll have a very special guest that we'll introduce in a moment. But we're going to talk about some things today that as we look at the wrap-up of 2025 and entering into 2026, some of the things that's happening that I believe should be top of the line, top of the, conversation in relationship to the events taking place in America and what we should do about it, how we should view it, how we should think about it. Too long, Christians have been silent. For too long, Christians have thought that we need to stop saying anything about the political. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not politics in the Word of God. It is civil government. God created civil government, and God created civil government to prosecute evil and protect good, according to Romans chapter 13, the first 7 verses. And yet, that's not being done. And now, as a result of President Trump and his orbit of those in leadership role, because they are trying to set the ship right, prosecute those that have been carrying out illegal acts in America. And those that have been the prosecutors are now being pursued to bring about justice. And the left, the loose, lax, lost left, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, they're saying that it is persecution, that it's retribution. It's not so. And if we do not carry out the righting of the ship and the bringing about justice as a result of the liberal acts and the prosecutorial things that have taken place against the Trump and Trump orbit, if we do not set it right now, we've lost the ship with no hope of righting the ship and going forward. And I'm not saying this now on this very special time as we enter the new year. I'm not saying this on the basis that it's all doom and gloom and the ship is lost, et cetera, et cetera. But I am saying today, as we talk about an issue, Sharia law in America, question mark. Sharia law in America, question mark. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the depth of the monologue and then introduce our special guest today, let me say to you, the scripture is very, very clear when the Lord Jesus was speaking to his disciples in John chapter 8, 31 and 32. He says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus himself tells us who is truth. John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17, the scripture says, "Thy word is truth." Jesus Christ is the literal truth, if you will. In fact, in John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, it talks about that. Jesus Christ is the Logos of God, the Word of God, the truth of God. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we find then a validation in Psalms 117 and verse 2. The truth of the Lord endures forever. I'm so delighted to be able to make that announcement to you today. The truth of the Lord endures forever. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. We find that unfurling, unfolding, and unraveling in America today. We find that all over Europe. We find that all over the Islamic nations, where there's no such thing as an individual having the liberty, the freedom, the right of standing and speaking truth. But yet that's what we see today that is engulfing America as never before. And this is the reason I think it is so vital at the closing part of this year that we talk about what is taking place and how we should respond. What we see happening today, we're going to talk about two or three top issues. We're going to be talking about today the thing that should be on everybody's mind as we see Sharia law increasing across America. As we witness today, the Somalians in Minnesota and other places in America, where they are coming in, they've already come in, they were dropped in, airlifted in by Barack Hussein Obama just a few years ago, spread across America, and where they are absolutely using the American system and collecting money on a fraudulent basis and sending it overseas to the Islamic jihadists to continue to eat their way toward America and embracing and engulfing all of America and dominating our nation. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about who's involved in the Somalian, corruption in Minnesota. How does Ilhan Omar stand in that? Is she part of it? Does she help make it possible? And is President Trump correct in the decision to shut down all funds for child care in the state of Minnesota? And then as we talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about what is taking place in relationship to the whole issue of Sharia law and what is happening today in Texas with the Islamic jihadists moving with an iron fist to control the state of Texas. As we witness today, in fact, what's his name? Mondami in New York will be sworn in. Why is he being sworn in underground in a concrete tunnel? He knows what the dangers are. He recognizes what his Islamic jihadist ilk will do or could do. What's taking place today where the federal government and every one of our federal law enforcement agencies have said that there's major credible threats across America for the Islamic jihadists to hit places across America to try to destroy the peace, prosperity, and the quiet in our nation, where the Islamic jihadists are pushing across our nation. What should we do? How should we respond to it? What should be the response? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to go back to truth. The Western society, according to the headline, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. We have dodged it. We have avoided it. I'm talking about we as a nation, as legislators in the House and the Senate, and on the local level, state levels, and national level, we've avoided the truth of what is taking place. We've closed a blind eye to the fact of the Islamic jihadists and Sharia law creeping into our nation. Did you realize that according to Mondami and his ilk that put him in office in New York City, they've already bragged about the fact that in the 2026 election, they will have over 1,100 Islamic candidates running for office. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't frighten you, nothing will. But let me remind you, we need to go back to truth, the centrality of truth. It was the 15th century theologian Jan Hus that said this: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day. And what we do on this broadcast is talk about truth and what is taking place, and then the bottom line, how should we respond as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots in America, as we enter into the 250th year of the great United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Perhaps you say, how do I find this Tools for Time? Tools for Time is located at 11291 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24-7. Find the flag and the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll take a few more moments and have a brief pre-introductory monologue. Then we're going to introduce our guest for today as we talk about this subject, Sharia law in America. What is Sharia law? Should we be concerned about it? Is Sharia law, that's Islamic jihadist law, is it compatible with the United States Constitution? Is Sharia law compatible to American jurisprudence? What about the Islamic jihadist? Do they integrate, assimilate, or do they colonize in America? Do we find them willing to surrender their Sharia law and submit to American jurisprudence? We'll answer those questions during the course of our interview today. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we, as we enter into the new year, may we do so with grave concerns. Now, I'm not talking about frightening, although I think it is, but should we enter into this new year with grave concerns for our great nation? I say yes, unequivocally. Every Christian, every conservative, every patriot should continue to stand for morals and ethics and values and constitutional law and have that we've enjoyed now for almost 250 years. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, we must also recognize that our deadly enemies, listen, our deadly enemies, those that hate America, those that want to destroy the Constitution, those that are willing to cut off the heads and slaughter Christians and every other nation, and have a desire to do that in America. That's not just hypothetical. That's absolutely fact. It's not just hyperbolic. It's fact. And ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, as we see this, that we're on the very cusp, we're on the very edge of witnessing the overthrow of our nation. And I'm saying it with all seriousness that I can muster. We're on the very edge, the brink, of witnessing the overthrow of our nation that's been our freedom for 250 years, we must recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that the deadly enemy is already inside our borders, just awaiting the time, awaiting the opportunity to rise up, stand up, and take full control. Today, we're witnessing the Islamic jihadists as they begin to rise up with a deadly demand of recognition and control. That's what we see on the brink of taking place in New York City. That's what we see being pushed in the state of Texas. That's what we're witnessing that's happening. We call it the Somalian group in Minnesota and other states. But ladies and gentlemen, who are they? They're Islamic jihadists. And much of the fraudulently gained stolen money out of Minnesota coming into the hands and the pockets and the purses of the Somalians are being transmitted back to Somalians and their nation to support ISIS and other Islamic jihadists. May I say to you, we're on the brink of major danger as we enter our 250th birthday in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today a very special guest, a friend, a brother in Christ, one that is the former representative of District 1 in the state of Florida, House of Representatives, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for taking time out of the end of the year busy schedule that I know you have to join us on the broadcast today.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having me on your show. There's an awful lot to talk about today, and we'll probably run out of time, but I appreciate you having me.
Well, I'm asking Roger, that controls the dials, to stretch the time. We need 2 hours today, I believe. But that probably won't happen because others want to go on their show also. But Congressman Hill, you've heard the monologue. What say you about the monologue and my stress of the danger that looms before us? What do you see that can take place, prayerfully won't take place in full blossom this year, but in 2026? What do you see that looms before? Just give us a big, broad picture, then we'll take it apart piece by piece. What do you see standing before America and Americans today that is so dangerous, and as I call, having the enemy within?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, this was an intentional ploy by the Democrats that was really accelerated under Obama, and that is bringing in Islamic Muslims into the United States. Barack Obama brought in tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, into the United States, immigration, not only from Middle Eastern countries, not only from Somalia, but also from Bhutan. Tens of thousands were brought in by Barack Obama. Then the Democrats saw that that wasn't enough. And so with Obama, they just opened the border. It was no longer just coming in with through some sort of legal process, applying for U.S. status and so forth. That was just all thrown out the window. And we saw that they were pouring across the border. As you mentioned, Biden was actually flying them in from other countries. There were countries in or places in Romania where illegals would go there, pay enormous sums of money, and then flown into the United States, plane load after plane load. We didn't see much of that, but we did see a lot of them pouring across our borders because you couldn't ignore it. And so where we are now is the Trump administration, justifiably so, trying to deport them from our country as quickly as possible. At the current rate, it won't get done. We're talking 100 years before we could undo, if we continue at this pace, what the Obama and Biden administrations have done. So in the meantime, we find those who have come here, and in particular has been exposed by the Somalis in Minnesota, fraud, waste, and abuse at an unprecedented level, billions of dollars. And Dr. Youngblood, I believe that's just the tip of the iceberg, and we're focused on just one state right now. I would venture to say it's probably happening in every state in the union, where we're seeing this tremendous stealing of taxpayer dollars going to those who are not supposed to be getting it, and then a lot of it they're sending back home to either feed families or, even worse, feed terrorists.
Absolutely. And one of the things, as I'm hearing you, I think about Charlie Kirk and his assassination, because he was standing for truth. I'm looking at a headline that says Charlie Kirk was right. Islam is destroying the West. Now, this is a recent article dated December the 22nd. As mass migration failed to assimilation reshape Western nations, toxic empathy and forced multiculturalism are accelerating their collapse. Western nations are collapsing under the weight of mass migration, failed assimilation, demographic upheaval, and the growing alliance between Marxist and Islamic ideology, a threat Charlie Kirk warned about with clarity long before his death. Quote, "We don't talk enough about Islam. We don't talk nearly enough about the hundreds of thousands of Muslims that we have voluntarily imported into our country that build mosques and implement Sharia law." Quote, "You go to Minneapolis, you go to Texas, you go to New York, and it's metastasizing. It will spread rapidly. You know why? Because the women of the West, they get cats. the women of Muslims, they have 8 kids. Eventually, it doesn't work out very well for America. And the article goes, it's about a 4-page article. It's very, very real and talking about the Islamic danger. In fact, I'll tuck this in, then we'll take our caller. One of the things that you find with Islam, Islam hates America. Islam hates Christianity. Islam hates the Bible. Islam hates anything that we hold near and dear. Islam is against God, our God. Islam is against our Christ. Islam is against, in fact, Islam says, Congressman Hill, and you're probably aware of that, Islam says that our Christian Bible is fraudulent, not real. In fact, in the very back of the Noble Quran, the last 28 pages, in their revered Noble Quran, they make fun of Christians, make fun of the Bible, tear it apart, saying that this is all made up, this is not real, that Jesus Christ is not God, Jesus Christ didn't die on the cross, Jesus Christ never resurrected, etc., etc., etc. It was a lookalike, it was fake, and it'll have people to follow him. Now, I say that very rapidly, getting through to the bottom line. The bottom line is, everything that Islam does, everything that Islam believes, is contrary to what we believe and hold so near and dear as conservatives, as Christians, and as patriots in America. Ponder that for a moment, and we've got Lily on the line, Congressman Hill. Lily, what is your question, please?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Young. God bless you, and Congressman Hill. We are, oh, praise God, you couldn't choose a more relevant topic for today. I know God has been guiding you, leading you, giving you the courage and strength to speak out for which we give God the glory. We America was raised up by godly men, God-fearing men and women, and to represent the whole Judeo-Christian value and to give glory to God. But the forces of darkness, Satanic, demonic activity, demonic forces realize that this country must be brought down. To me, we are late. We are quite a bit late unless a big intervention from God, because there are countries all over the world who were recognized as Christian countries, and they're now controlled by Islam. And the problem is that we, America, among others, have been naive and really careless, compromised, you know, terribly, that bring us to where we are now. Because, you know, freedom of religion is good, yes, important. But how could you recognize a religion that say, well, convert or die? And if you're not a Muslim, you are an infidel. That was something to look into. We didn't pay any attention, and now we're not even able to speak about it. And we are here talking about it on this program, but it's like they're afraid to touch it. So it is, we are being overwhelmed by it before we know it. It's all over the world, and now it's like America is probably targeted to be the Islamic capital of the world. As you say, Texas is battling, and not only Texas, Maryland, and all around the country, right here in Florida. It's really late. And what has happened now is that God has given us a window of opportunity with Donald Trump having the courage to be doing what he's doing. But then it would mean that it could, with a biblical, Bible-believing Christian of today should be rising up and supporting him and standing with him and giving him all this to be able to see the amount of fight back he's trying to undo what has been done before our eyes, you know, with changing the demographic of these states up there with Muslim population, and as you say, in the next election they take over the Congress.
Lily, so, you're exactly right. May I ask you an exit question? In your opinion, as a Christian and conservative, in your opinion, what should Christians and conservatives do today in light of what we know? How should we respond? Should we scream and pull our hair out? Should we hide under the bed or in a closet? Or should we stand and speak up, speak out? Should this be something that preachers, pastors from pulpits should warn our congregants, should we warn our citizens, should we warn Christians of the danger, or should we just throw our hands up and say it's all hopeless? What are your thoughts?
I would say that Christians need to wake up. The church need to wake up. Bible believing need to speak up. I realize Franklin Graham was able to courageously speak out, about things. Trump, we have, God has raised up in a miraculous way the present leader that we have, and he has the courage, and he's miraculous. He didn't, God put, giving him back his second term. That was just clearly the hand of God. And if Christians don't wake up to realize we have a leader that we need to work with and support him to, in doing what he's doing, then the battle will be... Donald Trump alone cannot do what is needed.
You're exactly right. The key, I'm not trying to cut you off, our time is limited, but you're exactly right. If we continue to be silent, if we continue to sit back, if we do not pray, if we do not hold our president's hands up and ask God to give him wisdom, strength, direction, and protection, we've lost the game plan. And so it's my prayer that that's what we'll do. Lily, thank you so much for your call. May you and your family have a blessed, happy New Year. Thank you so much. Congressman Hill, making a transition in that same vein of thought, explain to our listeners why we should be concerned about Sharia law. What is Sharia law?
Sharia law is a political, ideological construct that takes in consideration how you live your entire life. Sharia law is based on what's written in the Quran, is part of the Islamic religion, and what it says is it makes women second class. It makes, in fact, anyone who is not a part of the Islamic religion, it makes them second class, and requires them in some countries that you have to go to the other side of the street if you are what they call an infidel, that you can't even walk on the same side of the street that they do. It is a an ideological way of looking at things, such that everything is based on their false prophet Muhammad and their false god Allah. And it's a great deceit that has taken over much of the Middle East and has spread to other countries such as Pakistan and Indonesia, where it is a great deception, a great deceit. And what reason we cannot allow it to spread is because it is not compatible with not only Christianity, it is not compatible with our Constitution, our supreme law of the land. It goes against it intentionally, and we cannot coexist with it. It's impossible. According to them, we cannot coexist with it, and I agree with them on that one point. It is something that we must eradicate from our nation, much like the Spanish nation did when they eradicated, moved out the Moors, who have been there for over 400 years, back in the 1600s. Mm-hmm. We must do the same thing here in the United States.
Absolutely. I think there's no other hope if we feel that that cannot be done. Congressman Hill, I'm looking at an article, and it says this: Muslims in America are on the road to running the government of the United States. At least that was the clarion message of the editor and publisher of the Arab American News, speaking at the Islamic Center of America in Dearborn, Michigan. We have the best, this is a quote, we have the best that we can offer to the United States of America, not only in Michigan, but across the nation of America, and we offer our very best. The best is yet to come. I can be very confident to tell you that we, this is Islamic speaking, that we are on the road to the White House to Congress, to decision-making everywhere in controlling the United States of America. Now, Congressman, I don't think we could ask for anything that would be any more clear than that statement coming out of the Islamic Arab News in America as to their goal and their intent. And we're witnessing it every day. So we're going to take the top of the hour news break. And after the news, Congressman, I want to ask you some questions. What should be done as we see this happening in Texas, as we see it expanding in Michigan, as we see now the opening of the door in New York City? How should we respond? What's the answer for the Christian, the conservative, and patriot? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.